We can do this. Do you want to go to on the trolley for...
I would do that, to be honest. Because I think it would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, but this one shows only, like, Key West's darker side. Voted top 10 best ghost tour by USA Today readers. Wouldn't that be kind of cool? I think I would do that.
Yeah. Just because even, like, from, like, the research I did from it, people still are having, like, interactions with this doll, like, in the museum.
Like
electronics, like, malfunctioning.
Oh, I mean, that's just...
And, like, I think cameras malfunctioning, like, the workers didn't believe... Really, that anything was, like, up with the doll until,
how are you gonna,
like,
work at a place with a haunted doll and not believe?
No, really, until Robert made himself known during that. And they were like, damn, that's so crazy. I guess he's real. He in this bitch.
No, like, I don't know. That just doesn't sit right with me. I would definitely be the person to just call him out. Flip the car on the way home. Drive off the bridge. Or, like, lose our brakes somehow, some way.
Well, he, like... Again, what I found was that, like... As, like, the kid grew older, like, the things got worse. Like, mutilated toys. Like, overturning furniture in, like, various parts of the house. Like, an electrician was there working on the house. There was no one else home, and he heard, like, kids laughing. And then, like, Robert was in, like, a different position with, like... And, like, threw the stuff that was on his lap previously, like, off. And I was like, me personally, if I was the electrician, I wouldn't let that slide. I would fucking leave.
Anywho, welcome back to the Booze and Bass podcast.
Are you kidding?
Welcome back to the Booze and Bass podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is Madison. Today we got a good, good story. Something that we've been holding in for a while. Madison, I think you have the perfect introduction for this. For what we just said, what are we going to be talking about today?
We are going to be talking about Robert the Doll. If you haven't heard of Robert the Doll, he currently resides in Key West. So kind of close to us, actually.
Like an 8-hour drive?
Yeah, so I guess disclaimer, Robert, if you're listening, we respect you, and we respect can do.
I don't respect the doll.
Damn, why?
Because I want something to happen. That's how I know it's real. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. But,
like, not like going back to the Sally House.
Can,
like,
you wait till after you drop me off so we don't go flying off the road because you want to challenge a doll?
Well, here's the thing, like, not that I'm, like, looking to get hurt or, like, antagonize, like, a doll or, like, a ghost or anything, but it's more like I want to know that it's real. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to get a little scratch on my arm, and I'll be like, all right, Sally. You're good. No more. No.
What a tease.
What a tease. You're good. No more. But then I know. I know she's aight. You know, she's cool. She's with the gang. Dab her up maybe afterwards.
Maybe you guys can come up with like a hand sign?
Absolutely not.
Why?
Because I want to see her one time and that's it.
But what if she follows you home?
I'm not going to allow that to happen.
What if Robert and Sally get together?
If Robert and Sally get together, that's like the Avengers teaming up.
And Annabelle.
All the Avengers just teaming up to take me down.
So that's actually what we're doing. We're trying to do episode by episode, like the Infinity Stones, trying to get the Avengers together.
Oh my gosh. No, but like with Robert the Doll, you know, obviously I kind of want to just like be like, hey, Robert, what's up? You know?
Robbie, if you will.
Robbie, you know, call him out. Rob, dude, what you doing tonight? You want to go get a beer or something? Come on now. And then, you know, like, see what happens and then see how, like, you know, like, what goes on.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously I don't want to die after being, like punching this doll in the face or, like, throwing it to the floor, but...
But you don't know that, though. I guess, I mean, from what I've read, there's been no encounters that anyone's been dead.
I'd be the first.
Yeah. But also, though, I wonder how many murder cases happen as a result... Of, like, a ghost. But because ghosts aren't treated as, like, real.
Well, I think I read something one time where there's been one account that, like, I guess the judge or the... There's a one account, like, one death that's been related to the paranormal. And I think that was, like... It was somewhere up northeast or something like that. And the ghost kind of, like, poisoned the person. Like, had a vendetta against the person, so they poisoned them.
I'd be so pissed.
And, like, no one could figure out, like, how this happened. Because the guy wasn't able to, like, do whatever. We'll go into the details on another episode. But I think, like, that would have been, like, kind of unexplainable. And that's what I want to... I don't want that to happen to me, obviously. I don't want to die by a ghost.
Yeah.
I want to antagonize a ghost, but I don't want to die by one.
Yeah, but it's people that go to antagonize them. They're the ones that die from the ghost. It's never like, well, no. Sometimes, like, you know, like Amityville Horror or, like, you know, the other one in, like, London or wherever.
Oh, with the nun. The Conjuring with the nun, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Like, with those ones, I feel like, obviously, the families living there aren't intentionally trying to antagonize them, but they still get almost murdered by the ghosts.
That is true.
To be fair, though, in scary movies, it is...
Dramatized?
I couldn't think of the word fast
enough
of how you
said it. I had to say it. I didn't jump in.
It's obviously, like, more intense, but... There are a lot of, like, pictures and stuff that I feel like couldn't be caused by, like, a human doing it.
Pictures?
Of, like, scratches or, like, the little girl,
yeah,
like, levitating. It's like, well, and people are like, oh, well, that was Photoshop. I'm like, it was the 70s. I don't even know if that, like, if they were able to do that in the 70s. Like, a random small town family.
No, I feel that. I want to be levitated, personally.
Maybe we can
and then, like, maybe
throw
them across the room or something. That'd be kind of cool.
Maybe for the next episode, we'll film it and get someone to hex you and throw you across the room.
Yeah, yeah. You know, or we can just go to the Sally House or Robert the Doll. Because here's the thing. Like, if I go to Robert the Doll and I'm, like, antagonizing him or whatever, and then our brakes are suddenly just cut, you know, returning home, they're going to be like, oh, the brakes. That's why they died. They're not gonna be like Robert the Doll.
No,
this guy just called Robert the Doll out, you know.
He said he just someone's gonna be like doing an interview and be like of a museum employee and be like, "So what did you hear, Mr. Johnson say to the doll? You're a bitch for that."
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, well.
You best know if I survive that encounter, though, I'm coming back with some vengeance.
With crutches.
With crutches, I'm coming back. I'm gonna beat that doll up. I don't care if I get kicked out. Or we have a little tussle.
The doll's made out of straw.
Like, oh, he's done then, if that's the case. He's done.
You can light a match.
All right, I'm not trying to commit arson here, but...
But the thing
I'm
is...
I'm trying to beat up this doll.
I think about that, like, me and my brother have had this debate, like, even with, like, the Chucky movies. He's like, I don't understand how, like, someone who's, like, 6'5", or whatever, is like, ah, don't, please, stop. He goes, I would literally just kick Chucky. I would simply kick Chucky across
That's
the room.
That's what I'm saying. People say they're afraid of Chucky, but I'm like, how, like, why? Why are you afraid of Chucky? What's he going to do to you?
Realistically.
You know, obviously, I've never seen the movies, but I know from just looking at him, he's going to get punted the second he gets seen.
Yeah.
I ain't afraid. What, I'm going to get a little knife cut? Maybe... Cut my Achilles? Sure.
That's like one of my biggest fears. I don't know why. I don't play sports. I don't like
for your Achilles? To get...
For whatever reason, I don't know if I've seen a lot of scary movies with that in it, but like the thought of like, I can't even think about it. Like I've had nightmares before about like my Achilles like getting cut or like being exposed and somehow like a freak accident takes them out. I don't know why.
Well, have you seen, there's like a TikTok. There's a lady on TikTok and she'll go around and she'll be like, oh, if you see this on your car, like get inside and rush home or like whatever. If you see this like around your car, then like leave or like make sure you're aware of your surroundings. If you see this
or like not by like under your car, like don't walk past like under your car.
Yeah. Cause apparently what some people do is wait under your car. And snatch the Achilles. So you can't run away.
I'm literally never going anywhere ever again.
You know what I'm saying? Like that, like theoretically.
That's so fucked up.
Theoretically, that's like the smartest thing you could possibly do though. So they can't run away.
Someone's Achilles, yeah.
Because if you can run without your Achilles, you're a god. apparently. I don't think that's even possible.
I know people have definitely, like, I know people that have gotten, like, have, like, injured it or whatever, like, playing sports and stuff.
There's videos of, like, there's someone that was just doing, like, jumping jacks or something, and she tore her Achilles, but it popped up into her calf and made the loudest bang. And people in the comments of the TikTok were like, I didn't even know the human body can make that kind of noise. And I was like, you hear it. You audibly hear, like, the bang.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's like, wow. That's kind of crazy. What is going on?
It's Robert the doll. He's signaling, like, Annabelle, everyone. He's like, listen, this guy thinks he could take us all.
They're actually on the hood of my car right now.
Could you imagine?
On the hood of my car looking at us. Not going to leave. But, so, all right. Now that we got all that situated, we're about 11 minutes into this podcast. What is the backstory behind Robert the Doll?
So the history of Robert the Doll, the origin is unknown. There's three different origins that they think it could be. The first one that it was, because the doll ultimately was gifted to Robert Eugene Otto in 1904. They don't know if it's from his grandfather that just gifted him this straw doll. He usually has a little sailor's outfit on, that belonged to Bigger Robert. I don't know how to...
Okay.
They did call him Eugene sometimes.
That's such a weird name.
Yeah, but...
Sorry to any Eugenes listening, but...
The second one was that it was gifted by a maid that they had that hexed the doll in, like, retaliation to the family and then gifted it to the kid. The third one is officials from the museum say it was intended to be a window display of, I believe it's Steiff, if I'm saying that correctly, of Steiff Company. They designed the first teddy bear.
Okay, I see that.
So one of those, regardless, it got to the kid. he loved it. He brought it everywhere. He would blame, like, mischief and stuff that would happen in his house on the doll. When he got older, the mischief got worse. Like, he would mutilate toys, like, overturn, like, couches. Like,
man, he had a fight club with
toys? No, really, like, crazy stuff. And obviously people are probably gonna say, like, oh, well, the kid could have done that, like, and blamed it on the doll. And I get that, but, like, when the kid grew older, I think it was he was only, like, 10 or something. I don't know many 10-year-olds that can, like, flip dining room tables or, like, flip couches. Do you?
I mean, you could probably find someone, but...
The
average child would not be able to do that.
No, and, like, the parents often heard him talk to the doll, like, whisper.
Oh, we'll do that.
Oh, but one time they heard a deep voice answer him back.
Hey, yo, what's up, doll?
No, literally, like, because they would always hear him whisper, and they're like, oh, my God, that's so cute. He loves his doll. And then one time he literally turned around, and the kid didn't know the parents were listening, and the doll answered the kid, like, in a deep voice, and the parents were like, well, that's super concerning. They've had, like, plumbers at the house that heard kids' laughter, like I said earlier, and, like, the doll moved.
Oh.
When Robert got older, he, for whatever reason, after he went off to college...
Okay, Robert the Child.
The Child went off to college and graduated from wherever, met his wife, Anne.
Oof, that doll did not like that.
No.
Let me tell you that.
No.
If I was that doll, I'd be cutting up that lady. She just stole my best friend.
No, really. You can't... Gotta pick bros over hoes. And so they came back and was like, you know, Otto or Eugene, whatever he wants to go by, Bigger Robert. And then Anne came back to the house, to his childhood house. It's called the Artist House. Now it's a bed and breakfast you can stay at.
Oh, we're definitely staying there.
Oh, for sure. But he told Anne, like, hey, this is my childhood doll I would like to build him a special room in our house. Personally, I feel like that should have been a red flag. That a adult male, adult anybody, was telling their significant other, I have to build an entire, like, playroom bed and everything for my childhood doll.
But you know what? I remember you telling me about this, and I think, like, really taking the time to, like, dive deep into this and think about it, maybe he knew what was up with Robert the doll.
Like, he knew that the doll was real?
Yeah, he knew that that thing was haunted.
Trying to make him comfy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, he knew something was wrong about that doll.
Yeah.
So he was like, I'm not going to anger this thing because I know it, like, would hurt me.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm as weird as it sounds, I'm going to make this room for him. So that he doesn't come and slash my Achilles.
You also have to, like, if it was gifted to him in 1904 and he was a kid, this, like, him moving back to his childhood home, it was probably, like, in the 1930s. 20s,
maybe.
20s, 30s. So, like, obviously they didn't have horror movies like that.
I totally forgot that it was that, like, early in time.
Yeah. So I feel like even more so, maybe, he knew that Robert the doll was acting a little shady. Not gonna lie. Acting a little shady about it. Could have done better.
Could have done better. Nah.
But, Anne said that's a no-go.
Anne thought it was a red flag.
Yeah, Anne right, said, hey, like, I love you, bestie, but also, like, maybe we lock the doll up. They tried locking Robert up. Robert said, no, no, sweetie, and would break out, would move, like, locals were, like, afraid. Because
people knew about this.
Yeah, so the locals in their town, they're, what they think the origin of the doll is, they mostly think it's the maid who, like, hexed the doll and gave it to the kid.
Okay, so the maid had, like, a vendetta against Robert.
Yeah.
Or, like, the family, at least.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
So the locals are, from what I've read, more believe that it was the maid who hexed it. So that would make sense if he was, you know, mutilating toys, acting a fool. But locals wouldn't go, like, wouldn't like to walk past the house because, like, Robert, they said, would follow, like, their, like, gosh, head and eyes would follow, or, like, Robert would be propped, like, facing the window, and then, like, they would look down, and when they would look back up, Robert was, like, facing the other way.
That gave me chills. Just, like, imagine passing it.
I wouldn't even, so, my like, question to you, would you, like, let's say you walked past, like, my house,
mm-hmm,
right, and there was a doll in the window.
Yep.
And it was looking at you.
Yeah.
And then the next time you looked at it, like, moved. Would you tell me, like, hey, I think the doll you have is haunted? Or would you just be like, yeah, not walking past your house anymore? Like, do you think people told him?
Maybe a little bit of both, honestly. I think, one, I would probably never associate myself with you again. Because I would be just too scared.
You said, welcome back to just booze. No base, just booze.
That's definitely, like, creepy. Like, that's just scary, eerie.
Yeah.
Like, I would obviously tell you, I'd be like, move out of that house ASAP. Like, don't even get rid of the doll. Just move out of the house. You know, kind of thing?
Yeah.
But I literally don't even know. Like, that's just, like, give it to the Goodwill or something. Let someone else deal with that.
Yeah.
Is that kind of mean to say? Give it to the Goodwill.
Give it to someone who's down on their luck.
Yeah, no,
to make them more down on their luck.
Maybe.
I know, like, some...
Actually, you know what? I'll tell you to keep the doll. So we can profit off of it.
So we can put him on the podcast?
Yes. Put him on the podcast. Put him right here in the back seat of this car cast. Give him, like, a mic. Maybe he'll say... Hey,
he also has a dog.
Yeah, I see that from the pictures.
With, like, the top... The pictures will be on Instagram. It is a creepy, creepy doll to look at.
Maybe that was the barking we heard at the
beginning. No, it was Robert the dog.
It is Robert the dog.
The visitors that, like, go to the museum,
mm-hmm,
like, to this day, they leave him, like, which I think is so funny, they leave him, like, candy and, like, joints.
Joints? As, like, those are two different things.
No, like, candy, joints, like...
Money?
Money sometimes, okay, like, offerings. He gets letters.
Damn,
like,
I got
he
letters.
Gets, I think... The museum website said he gets, like, up to, like, 1,000 letters a year. Awesome. That's like, oh, Robert, you know, my teacher gave me a D, hex them. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, crazy stuff. Like, could you... Can you imagine?
I'm gonna start doing that.
If you, like, imagine that you wronged someone so bad. Like, I work in retail, right? Imagine this lady, this lady was like, you know, I hate you, you're stupid, your coupons suck, whatever. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna let God handle it. And I write into Robert and say, hey, Robert, their rewards number is X, Y, and Z. Get them.
Their email, their phone number, if you want to send them a little message.
Oh, no, really? Along with their birthday coupon.
That's crazy that people are, like, telling him to hex their teacher. Like, so you gotta wild. Be so down bad to do that kind of thing. Like,
yeah, no, really.
I mean, I would probably do it, too, if I was that, like, heated. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, like, that's downright crazy.
Yeah. And, like, even... people, which I wonder, because the people that work at the museum, some of them didn't think, they were doubters, they didn't think he was real, but he still makes it known that he's real at the museum. Like, he will...
Is he locked up? Like, the Annabelle doll's kind of, like, locked in that little box?
I think so, yeah. Okay, so, he's locked up. He, like, makes electronics, like, malfunction, like, cell phones, lights, anything. That he's, like, moved things before, like... move different parts, like, when he was out of the box, I guess. Like,
who would let him out? Are you kidding me?
But, like, what I imagine is, like, I wonder whose job it is to, like, read Robert the letters.
See, honestly, I want that job.
No, really. Like, I wonder if they, like, read it to him, or if they just read it amongst themselves, or just kind of, like, give him the letters to open and just...
Could you imagine seeing him with a letter opener? Just... Are you kidding? That'd be kind of cool,
actually. That would be kind of sick. Watch it. I would watch that. Like a live reading.
He's just with his deep voice. Hey, you want me to hex your teacher? Okay.
And then you just see, like, a teacher, like, miles away. Okay, today class just gets shot down.
Just yeeted, like, out of the room. Like,
for no reason.
Out of the window.
And then the kid's just like, yes.
That kid. Oh my gosh. But. Has, like... Because what I'm thinking, I think this is, like, almost, I don't know when Annabelle was made or whatever, but this sounds pretty close to an Annabelle kind of doll.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm assuming the similarities are, like, almost the same in terms of, like, you know, like, if you you can't taunt the doll, you can't, you know, like, strangle it and, like, throw it on the floor. Like, be disrespectful, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like... Because I'm reading right here that, like, people that mess with the doll literally get in car accidents right after. Like, get in car accidents, they have broken bones, job loss, divorce, and it says a cornucopia of other misfortunes. And it's like, what? Like, first off, there's something way beyond that that we, like, just don't understand, like, how Robert or the spirit could cause... someone like that type of misfortune, you know what I'm saying? Like, there has to be some type of, like, luck involved with it.
So what I don't know how haunt, like, do you think, where do you think, because I'm looking up, like, the origin of, like, Annabelle.
Mm-hmm.
And, like,
well, that's for a whole different podcast right there.
No,
but we got it.
Because, like, Annabelle, it says that, like, Annabelle was a brand new doll, like, in the 1970s, whatever. It was gifted to a young nurse named Donna from her movie. Mom. Okay. Yeah. She thrilled with the gift, whatever. Brought it back to her apartment, showed her roomie. They were like, oh my god, she's so cute. But then they realized that she would, like, move around and stuff like that. And then she would start finding notes like, help me, and, like, written on parchment paper they didn't even have in their house.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, Annabelle and, like, Robert the doll, very real things that happen, but they're always gifted. And, like, the maid, that makes sense. Yeah. With the hex.
Mm-hmm.
Where do these evil-ass dolls keep, like, coming from, though? Because I wouldn't expect, like, me giving, like, my niece or nephew, like, a doll, and then, mm-hmm. like... Kate calling me up and being like, hey, Zoe's levitating over her crib. So, like, what can we do about that? Like, I'd be like,
I don't know, you know.
Lose my number? I don't know.
Lose my number, sorry, never talking to you again.
No, really.
But, like, I don't know. I think it also, I feel like we said this in another podcast, but I feel like it also comes with the times. You know, how, you know, back in 1904, there's not, like, the movies, and there's pretty much, I don't want to say everything's real, but, like, you know, there's, like, that sort of thing still happening with, like, witches, or, like, people cursing or hexing or stuff like that. You know, like, some old-timey stuff happening. But, like, now, I'm looking over here, I don't see any, like, someone that would, like, hex a doll, like, this day and age, 21st century, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Besides, like, voodoo dolls.
That is true. But we don't live in that part of the country.
No, we very much do not.
To see, like, a voodoo doll. Maybe if we, like, went to some, like, if we went a little bit
like
north.
Like, Louisiana?
Or just northern Florida. Actually, we would just get shot there, but
yeah.
Yeah, like, Louisiana. That'd be fine. But, you know, it's, like, I don't know. I think just times have changed, so there's not a lot of, like, that hexing or whatever going on. So, it was more prominent back then, but
and people also accepted things from anybody.
That is true.
Like, I feel like now people are so careful with, like, what they bring into their house. Like, especially now, like, not even within the past, like, 10 years. Like, within the past, I feel like, 2 years. People are so careful with, like, what they bring into their house, what toys they give their kids.
No,
like,
someone's gonna give me a doll, that thing's gonna have COVID-20 on it.
But that's
scared.
What I'm... No, but that's,
I'm scared of that doll.
Or a camera in it or something crazy. Like, I feel like back then they were like, oh, I took this from a dying girl of smallpox in the hospital. And, like, one of the, like, nurses are like, oh my god, that would be perfect for my kid. Like, oh. You don't... What? Like, you don't, excuse me? With smallpox? Like...
The doll has smallpox as well.
Clorox isn't invented yet, is it? Like, I'm so confused.
No. I think what could also happen, though, is that, like, maybe the doll never gets possessed beforehand, but the place the doll ends up is possessed. And, like, that spirit, that thing, that demonic figure, whatever, goes in that doll because it's like a vessel, quote-unquote. So maybe it's not, like, the doll that's haunted from the get-go. It's the place that it ends up. So, like, Robert's house, his childhood house, maybe that stuff was haunted. And there's a ghost that's at, bet, doll, taking it, goes into the doll with the little dog and says, all right, I'm here. I'm going to start looking at some people. I'm going to start whispering in your ear, hey, little mama. All that kind of stuff. I think that's a possibility. Or the hex.
Yeah. I wonder, do you think objects hold more, like, spiritual weight or houses?
I think they're two different things. For instance, like, I think the dolls or, like, the objects, I think if it's a ghost that wants to move somewhere, go from location to location, I think the object will be better suited for them because they want... Maybe that, like, we just said, like, that doll is going to get passed along. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that ghost can go haunt multiple people. While at the house, there might be multiple people that lived at the house, but you could also have, like, that one family that just lives there for however long. And that ghost can't move from that house. Unless it attaches itself to someone, something.
Yeah. I know that, like... There's movies made about Robert the Doll, and apparently Chucky is based on Robert the Doll, so it's funny that we're talking about him earlier. But, I don't know. I feel like they, because, like, I just saw another article that said whoever gave Robert the Doll could have, like, practiced black magic. That, I wonder, like, if these houses are haunted, if it's because someone got murdered in the house?
Maybe.
Or, I don't know, I think, I would believe either, though, that it could be the house that, like, made Robert the Doll. Like, what if Robert...
I think it's both.
What if it was a good doll?
We made a good doll.
Like, he was a good doll. He was just made of straw, just nice guy, all-around nice guy. Gets into that house, he starts acting funny because of the spirits in the house.
You know, it's funny you mention that because you never hear about, like, the good ghosts.
No.
Good spirits. I mean, there are
Casper.
Good... That is true, but... Have you ran into Casper?
Yeah.
No.
We have tea time on Wednesday.
But, like, yeah, there are good spirits and good ghosts that might, you know, kind of help you with stuff. But the majority of the things are like, nah, this ghost's going to strangle you in your sleep. Burn you. Scratch you.
Do you think it's because there aren't good ghosts or people just don't share good ghosts?
I think it's the people that don't share, but also I think a lot of ghosts are, like, vengeful, if that makes sense. So, like, obviously, you know, no one really wants to die. Typically, ghosts that, like, are vengeful, like, kind of haunt you, they died a little too early. You know, as, like, maybe they're young, or maybe they were murdered, or something like that. So maybe they're vengeful, and they just want to inflict their hurting, I guess, onto other people. Be like, man, I got murdered at such a young age. I wanted to be a unicyclist. I wanted to do this. I wanted to own a circus. Now I can't, because this boom boom ass dude just murdered me. When I'm in my prime right now. So maybe they're mad and they want to take out their anger on, you know, the living people because they're still alive.
That is a good point, because like. Never mind. Because like you said, most people that die suddenly, they're going to be kind of vengeful. That, like, there aren't really good ghosts, because I feel like the only reason there are ghosts trapped here on Earth, besides, like, if you have, like, your grandfather die and you, like, see him or whatever. Like, I feel like, you know, angels and stuff like that can visit. Like, I believe in that. Mm-hmm. Not even angels, ghosts. But ghosts that are trapped here, it's because they're trapped here for a reason. Like, my mom always told me that you kind of have to tell the ghosts, like, it's okay, you can go home. Because they don't know that they're not supposed to be here. Does that make sense?
You know, I think it's one of those things where you're going to have to kind of, you're going to have to kind of be in that situation to understand it. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I feel like it's easy for us to be like, all right, go home.
Go home. Bye, sweetie.
Bye. You know,
you want some Tupperware?
But it's like, man, as a ghost, I would have wanted to go home the second I died. Like, why would I want to be here, you know? But it's like...
Well, I think it's because they don't know.
That's what I'm saying. But how do they know after you say, bye, go home?
Because someone has to tell them, like, you can go home. Like, your
and then, like, a portal here, opens, and then...
Your mission here's done, and then they realize...
This is Black Ops?
Yeah, yeah.
Tom Cruise and
it just Mission reminds Impossible. Me of like the Men in Black Universal ride.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
You saved the planet. Or like E.T. Like, you saved the planet.
You can go home now.
Welcome home. No, literally. That's what I imagined in my head. Is the E.T. ride now. But yeah, they don't know. And then once you tell them, they're like, oh, that makes sense.
I was lost this whole time.
In this stupid ass house for the past 50 years. Like, damn. And then they just, I don't know, blast off? I don't know how they get
they
back.
Go into space, remember?
Yeah, they get shot off into space.
Oh my gosh.
Shout out Marissa for that one.
Yeah, whatever. But I think, going back to it, I think the craziest thing was, like, the car accidents and, like, the broken bones. Like, just, like, the luck aspect of it. Like, how... I can't even fathom disrespecting this doll and then, like, a week later losing my job. You know what I'm saying?
That would be... Because, like, how do you explain that to, like, your wife and kids? Yeah, so sorry, Johnny. You can't eat this week because daddy's a prick and decided to heckle a doll in Key West.
Because, like, that's totally me. Like, I would 100% heckle this doll.
I'm sure he would love to hear that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it'd be some good heckles, too. Like, it wouldn't be no, like...
Not heckle. Not chuckles.
I mean, it wouldn't be like, you look funny. No, I'm going in.
I'm having stupid ass haircut. Like,
I'm having the car accident on the way home. The car accident is going to involve the broken bones. I'm going to lose my job because I can't go to work because I'm hurting.
This is the worst Clue game ever.
And then my wife is going to divorce me because I don't have a job.
Jace and Key West with a broken car and a broken marriage.
And then I'm going to sit there and be like, I'm not even married. How is this even possible?
He retroactively got you divorced.
Oh my gosh. I think that's crazy. I know. I don't know why, but like, there's like a part of me, because I know there's like a museum that has a bunch of crazy, like, haunted artifacts. Like the Zach Bagans Museum.
Something like that.
there's a museum in Nevada, I think. Zach Bagans, which is like a TV show host for Ghost Adventures or whatever. I'm not too sure. But he has like this Dybbuk box, which is like a box that has like a demon in it.
Oh.
But I think it's from like Indian folklore.
Okay.
But I think the thing that got me was that Post Malone visited it. And he did something to the box. And Post Malone, I think he got in a car accident. And I think his plane, his PJ, the landing gear or the tire blew up or something like that. He's all right. He's all good. But I know something absolutely like two not. Bad things happened to him after he like saw that Dybbuk box. So like, I'm not saying that like that, what a coincidence that is, you know, but it's, you know, it's like Post Malone seems like a pretty trustful dude. Like, I would kind of believe him if he told me that he just heckled this Dybbuk box and then he just, you know, his PJ tire just blew out or something.
Yeah.
The landing, I think it was the landing gear didn't go down. Or it was, like, jammed or something like that.
I don't know. That would, like, I would never do anything paranormal ever again if that happened to me. But to be fair, I feel like if you get heckled, it's kind of like if you heckle someone in real life, you're going to get God.
That is true.
I am reading about old Robbie the doll over here. Gosh. Apparently, he had a new 10-year-old tenant after Bigger Robert died in the 70s.
Oh, okay, okay.
The 10-year-old daughter found Robert the doll, and she was super...
You find Robert the doll?
In the attic.
Oh, and... Oh, hell no! Are you kidding me?
And she said, hee-hee, oh my god, this is so great. I love this for us. Love the doll. And then she claimed that Robert was alive. The doll wanted to hurt her. And then told her parents that Robert kept moving around the room. So apparently, it might be the house, or it might just be.
No, this doll is the worst. Psycho.
No, truthfully though, because even so, like I guess more into the story of, old. Robbo doing whatever he wanted to do when he like overturned furniture and stuff. Oh yeah, he was 10, about 10 when this happened. Who? But
who's 10?
Bigger Robert.
Oh, okay.
Was about 10. He woke up to find Robert the doll sitting at the end of his bed staring at him.
Yep.
Moments later, his mother was awakened by his screams for help and the sound of furniture being overturned in her son's room. Jean cried for help. Oh, I guess they called him Jean. Jean cried for help, begging his mother to rescue him. When she finally was able to wrench the locked door open, she saw poor Jean curled up in fear on his bed, his room in shambles, and Robert the doll sitting at the foot of the bed. Robert did it were the only words Jean could get out.
So maybe, you know what I'm thinking? After hearing that, maybe Robert was attacking younger people. Maybe, like, these younger kids or whatever are more susceptible to this ghost, or like they're more like gullible for these ghosts or spirits. So these spirits go after these young kids, because if you're a ghost and you say, hey, can you go like stab this person for me, the kid's gonna be like, yeah, sure, why not, you know, brain's not fully developed, they don't know the consequences. Now if a doll told me to go stab someone, I'd be like,
yeah, sure, why not?
I'd be like, all right, what's going on here? Well, first of all, why is this all talking to me?
Yeah.
Do I have schizophrenia now? Two, why am I about to go to jail for this doll?
Well, that's true.
You know, like, maybe these kids don't know. Or maybe they think, like, since their brain's not developed or whatever, maybe they're like, oh, this is my imaginary friend. This point in life, if a doll talks to me, I know what's going on.
I'm giving my kid up in
for adoption. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anywhere.
Oh, anywhere.
Actually, I'm dropping him off with the doll to your house.
To my house. That's wrong.
I'm going to be like, hey, can you watch him for a second? You will never see me again.
That is so wrong.
Will never see me again.
And then that's going to happen to me, and then I'm going to give it back to someone.
Oh my god.
This kid's gonna get passed along.
Well, don't pass him along. Give him the love he deserves.
I can't when this doll wants to cut my Achilles every night.
I have a fear of it, though, so you need to take one for the team.
My Achilles being snatched.
Yeah, but what I'm in school for, I need the Achilles. You don't.
What am I going to do, a wheelchair around the stadium or something?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
They make wheelchair accommodations at Yankee Stadium.
Oh, really? Just adding where
we'll blink that out. And now you'll never know. I don't know. I would not, personally, I would believe my kid. If my kid, obviously, if it's something stupid like, oh, who drew on the wall? And then my kid's like, oh, it was my Barbie doll. Like, no, ma'am. No, it was not. But if my kid overturned furniture, stuff like that, and I heard the doll talk, I'd be like, yeah, we're moving and you're getting rid of that doll.
You're getting rid of the kid too?
Yeah, the kid too.
It was funny. I talked to my dad the other night about like this podcast and everything. He's like, oh yeah, you know, I remember when you were a little kid, we were in your crib at one time and you just kept looking up at the ceiling or at your like toys or whatever. Nope. And he's like, yeah, at that moment, like, kind of wanted to get rid of you because... He's like, I thought some of them, and like they thought like I saw like angels or like God or something like that.
Do you want to hear something? See, that would see no.
And like my dad was like, nah, I can't do this.
As it is, my niece has been saying a phrase.
Okay.
My niece has been saying a phrase, and what she's saying is like one of like. The high, like, devils, or, like, high, like, Seriously? It's a specific name, and it's, like, some high, no, a high-ranking demon, uh-huh. Because her father recognized the name, and then they Googled it, and that's what she's been saying.
Just out of the blue?
Yeah, out of the blue. And Miss Rachel doesn't say that, so...
Maybe she was watching some, like, Supernatural.
I'm really hoping so, because I can't emotionally... handle her being possessed, to be fair.
We'd have her on the podcast. That'd be sick. Tell her
then, like, okay, I know you're young, but what are your thoughts on demons? What do you think about that?
I mean, hopefully we'd pop off from that. That'd be kind of sick. She starts, like, levitating in the sea, speaking full, like, Portuguese or something.
No, really.
That's also what I don't understand. Like, how people will get, like, possessed, and then they'll start saying, like, some 15th century Latin or something like that. That would freak me out.
Yeah.
Knowing damn well, I can barely speak English, and I'm about to speak, like, fluent Latin. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Personally, I've seen, like, I know that happens a lot in, like, scary movies, where they, like, get hexed or like whatever the thing is, and then they're like just start breaking out, like you said, the 15th century Latin. Everyone's like, huh,
that's new,
interesting. When did you learn that? No, really, because I would not let that I would not let that slide.
Yeah, it's also, I'm looking up here too, you know, people literally ask Robert the doll if they can take a picture of him.
Does he consent?
You know, that's crazy. Like, I don't know. Like, they're like, hey, can I take a picture of you, dog? Is he going to be like...
What if he just slightly turns?
That's it for me. I don't need to take a picture. But, like, where people are so... That's crazy that people are so afraid of this doll that they have to ask permission to take a picture.
Yeah.
Of it. Like, what? Are you kidding me? Like... Hey, can I take a picture of you real quick? Do I just wait for a response, or is this like, do I ask and then he's like, all right, cool, bet. Make sure you tag me in the photo on IG.
No, I know.
Let me see if Robert the Doll has an Instagram.
Robert the Doll probably does have an Instagram. Only because I could imagine that someone has probably made him one. Yeah, come on.
Oh, never mind. This account ended in 2018. They're all, like, fan accounts.
Maybe that person died because he killed him. I'm just saying. If he can cause car accidents, he can cause whatever he wants.
See, look at that. That's the real Annabelle doll right there. I have one of those.
Raggedy Ann?
I have a Raggedy Ann doll.
I thought Annabelle looked... I didn't know Annabelle looked legitimately like a Raggedy Ann doll, like the real one.
Do you think she looked like how it was in the movies? I yeah, you did.
Assumed.
Yeah.
I hope he comes for your Achilles, to be completely honest with you.
He's going
to
get punted if he comes for the Achilles.
Not the butt.
Nah, I'm not taking that. Oh, so I'm looking at Robert the doll right now. He's sitting in a glass container. And you know what's right behind him?
What?
And, like, in his case are all the letters that people are sending.
That's what I'm saying. People send him whole at, like, letters.
Yeah, but I didn't think it was, like, in the thing with him and, like, behind him and all that.
Listen, he's got fan mail.
And, like, these aren't, like, little letters. These are, like, novels that people are typing up on, like, a Word doc.
They're like, hi, I want you to get my boss back in A, B, C, or D. Pick, you could take your pick.
You can fire him, you can kill him, you can harm him.
Cut their tires.
I don't really care.
Make them late today, I don't care. I don't care what you do.
Yeah, it says, Robert the doll caused bad luck to almost, or all people that take a photograph of him without getting permission. So, oh, here, okay. All right, I got a apology letter that I can read. This was from July 13th, 2007. Dear Robert, we went down to see you early last year. I foolishly took a picture of you. Ever since, I've been under a terrible string of bad luck. I lost jobs, broke bones, property vandalism, and hundreds of terrible other things have happened. This is my last resort to end this bad luck. Sorry for taking your picture. Signed by the person that, I guess, did this. That is crazy.
That is so insane. Imagine having to tell, like, your wife or, like, real estate agent, doctor, whatever it is, whatever it's affecting you, and then, like, I know this is going to sound cuckoo crazy. It definitely was the doll.
No, like,
it would explain it though.
If I was a boss and my like employee came up to me saying that,
I'd believe him.
No, really, 100%.
No, because Robert the doll, which makes me like almost kind of scared, only because like he is so powerful. 116 years or 100 and whatever years later, that he can.
We'll check the math on that.
that he can inflict bad luck on somebody from far away from taking a picture.
No, I think like once you take that picture, you're done. You're tagged.
There's even tag, you're it.
No, 100%. There's even like a warning. It says, don't photograph. It says, Robert, I should have listened to all those who warned me about photographing you. I paid for a few of the photos I took. Listed below is the terrible you caused me. My two favorite souvenirs from Key West came up missing. That's all right.
Okay, he's fine.
Yeah, like, whatever, you know? Upon returning my car rental, an unexplained $50 charge showed up on my credit card. Again.
That's okay. I mean, that happens to me without seeing Robert the doll.
Three, the hotel I had a reservation for. You gave my room to someone else. So, like, their reservation got canceled, I guess.
Oh, that sucks.
On my return flight home, you gave me the same seat number as another passenger.
I feel like... See, I feel more for the first guy. This guy, I'm like, this is something that would just genuinely happen to me as a series of unfortunate events.
No, honestly. It says, when I went to retrieve my luggage at the airport... It wasn't on the carousel it was assigned to. You put it two carousels further down. Mine was the only one that was on the wrong carousel. Number six, you had my loving cat greet my return home by biting me. And you made me late to work on my first day back from vacation. What I have to say about this one, that would happen to any other like normal human.
To be completely honest
with you. But the fact that he did go to Robert the Doll kind of... There might be some validation towards that. Yeah, but that would happen to me on like any normal day.
I was going to say, that's literally just a Tuesday for me. Is everything going wrong?
No, 110%. Like, that's... Like, that happens to me every day. I didn't see Robert the Doll.
You said just my own reflection.
But Robert the Doll does not have a Instagram. He's not, you know, he doesn't have the clout, all that stuff.
Maybe we can have him on the pod.
And then we're not going to survive afterwards.
But maybe if we give him an open platform to say what he needs to say.
He's going to be like, yeah, I'm messing all y'all up. Don't even come at me. Could you imagine he gets up, starts running out of the car? I'm free. Nowhere to be found.
I would move. I don't know where, but I would just move.
You're not safe anywhere.
Maybe in a different... He can't get on a plane, can he?
Don't even... I wouldn't even question if he could.
Could you imagine if we were on a flight and we're like... That was like... That would be like the best, scariest ending of a movie of like us settling into a flight and being like, oh, we finally got away from him. And then it's like... Right, and then it's like... And now your pilot... like a message from your pilot, and we just hear screams, and he just waddles out of the cockpit. Like, wow. And the screen cuts black.
We're gonna have to edit that out because that's a good movie pitch. So we're gonna keep that.
That is a good movie pitch, honestly. That would be a scary movie.
We're not letting anyone hear that.
No.
Yeah, we're not letting anyone get that movie idea. We're taking all the money for ourselves. We're not going to edit that out.
No.
Because we're a little too lazy. But
if someone wants to collab with my other ideas, let me know. And I will give you all of my best movie ideas.
I feel like this podcast has been, like, all over the place.
No, I know. It really has
been. We talked about, like, Annabelle, Dybbuk boxes.
But to be fair, it all connects. Basically, if you see a haunted doll, be respectful. Give it a joint.
Or you can just antagonize it. And
okay, if you want to go flying across the room like Jace, you can attack and have everything go wrong. You can be like Jace.
See, what I wonder is if, say you got like a big group of like 20 people.
Okay.
You went in there and you antagonized it. All 20 people antagonized this doll. What's it going to do? Is it going to like mass like murder all of you guys?
Maybe.
You know what?
Because it'll be like, what if it's like 5 years down the line, that same group of people at your wedding, there's like a fire. No true. One makes it out.
That's crazy. Like, that's another thing. Like, how because long does that last?
I was going to say, that happens in scary movies, though. Of some, like, I've seen some scary movies that I feel like are big, because they're, like, paranormal. I feel like it could be based off of real events. That, like, it just kind of follows until they kill every member of the group. Like, whatever the spirit is or
that
whatever.
That happened for a movie, right?
I don't remember what movie.
It was, like, Poltergeist or something.
Yeah.
You know.
That it literally... Make sure, no end unturned, that everyone is getting smoke in that group.
Well, this is for, like, this is another, like, whole podcast. But I know that's, like, ancient Egypt. Or not ancient Egypt, but, like, archaeologists that unveil, like, pharaoh tombs.
Yeah.
And all that, that's what happens to them.
Well, I think we will save that probably maybe for next time.
Damn.
But... Thank you guys for listening about Robert the Doll. Please subscribe everywhere that you listen to podcasts on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.